The 71st verse of the Tao Te Ching. Quote, knowing ignorance is strength. Ignoring knowledge is sickness. Only when we are sick of our sickness shall we cease to be sick. The sage is not sick, but is sick of sickness. This is the secret of health. Unquote. Living without sickness. There's quite a paradox present in this passage, which has been expressed throughout my many readings of the Tao Te Ching as variations on only when your sickness becomes sick will your sickness disappear. Lao Tzu seems to be saying that one must actually become ill in order to avoid illness. Once again, I've thought long and hard about this short verse. I've played with these words over and over in order to grasp their essential meaning for you and for myself as well. Finally, I've meditated with Lao Tzu's image before me, asking what he meant by this puzzling 71st verse. His answer is what I based the rest of this chapter on. First of all, what does the word sickness imply? For me, it means that something in the body or the mind is out of balance with the well-being from which it originated. That is, it's not in agreement with the Tao. Conditions such as fevers, aches, wheezing, sniffling, breathlessness, coughing, unusual fatigue, and fainting are indications of the presence of illness. And the equivalent of such symptoms in our thinking could be fear, anxiety, anger, hatred, worry, guilt, stress, impatience, and so on. These are signals that our thoughts are out of balance with our source, which is pure love, kindness, patience, contentment, and all of the other expressions of Tao-centeredness that appear in these 81 essays on the Tao Te Ching. The sage in this verse has looked long and hard at illness and has come to realize that it represents a physical manifestation of non-Tao thinking. A fever, a cold, an ache, or a pain are all identical to the non-Tao expressions of impatience, fear, anger, or any other ego-driven impulse. Since the sage has been where thoughts like these lead, he refuses to participate in such folly. Thus he has looked at poor health and vowed, I will not think in ways that bring that about. I'll stay centered in the natural well-being of the Tao, because to think a sick thought is to allow sickness to crop up. Consequently, he's sick of sickness, and the result is the secret of perfect health. Allow me to provide you with an example of this. My colleague and friend, Radhika Kinger, recently returned from a visit to Puttaparthi in India, where she was in the presence of Satya Sai Baba, a God-realized master who lives and breathes all of the divine messages presented in the Tao Te Ching. Here's an excerpt from the letter she sent me afterwards. Dear Dr. Dyer, I just returned from Puttaparthi after spending a week there in Sai Baba's divine presence. I was saddened to see Sai Baba in a wheelchair due to multiple fractures in his hip bone. According to the doctors, no normal human being can survive such physical agony. But Sai Baba remains ever so blissful and completely unaffected by his physical condition. A devotee asks Sai Baba, how is it that a God-realized being has to undergo physical suffering? Why doesn't he just cure himself? And to this Sai Baba replied, quote, my life is my message. People today need to learn to give up a body attachment and experience their divinity within. Pain is a natural phenomenon, but suffering is a choice. I do not suffer, as I am not the body. Unquote. Sai Baba looked at his condition and declared himself to be sick of such a thing being in his life. Suffering with illness just isn't an option when one lives in harmony with the Tao. With years of addictive behavior behind me, I can tell you that the wisdom of this verse of the Tao Te Ching was largely responsible for my getting back to the purity and well-being from which I originated. I became sick of my sickness, as I was no longer willing to go through the withdrawals and shame that accompanied it. I saw my affliction not so much in the material world, but in the invisible world of my thoughts, which kept leading me back to the illness. When I finally changed the way I looked at all of this, I was able to bring about the seeming paradox of no longer being ill by getting to the point of being sick of it. And this is truly the secret of health. Here's how Lao Tzu would instruct you to put this wisdom to work for you right here and now. First, have a happy mind. An ancient Chinese proverb says that if a man has a happy mind, he will have a happy body. A happy mind is sick of sickness. It refuses to anticipate that things will get worse. It sees a sniffle, a stomach ache, back or knee discomfort, and fatigue as messages to follow the body's signals back to a natural state of well-being. A happy mind thinks of the body as capable of healing infirmities because it knows that it isn't a human creation, but rather a product of the Tao. A happy mind trusts the capacity of the body to live without sickness or suffering. So use your happy mind to work with you to stay healthy. And secondly, examine your habits. What daily habits distance you from your natural state of well-being? Any addictions, no matter how serious or minor they might seem, are beckoning you to be totally fed up with them. Get sick of being weakened by destructive pursuits. You know what they are, and you know when you habitually let yourself become ill from food, alcohol, or drugs, or from the guilt and the shame that results after a binge. Remember that ignoring knowledge is sickness, and examine your fixations, vowing not to ignore your awareness of what they are. Do the Tao now. Dedicate a day to really listening to and trusting the messages from your body, and then listen to what your mind tells you about those signals. Introduce your mind to the possibility that the body is signaling a request that you can grant, such as a nap or a walk along the beach, for instance. Cultivate the Tao-centered happy mind, which will not entertain sickness thoughts at all. The 72nd verse of the Tao Te Ching. Quote, when people lack a sense of awe, there will be disaster. When people do not fear worldly power, a greater power will arrive. Do not limit the view of yourself. Do not despise the conditions of your birth. Do not resist the natural course of your life. In this